My name is Beth Weisong, and the song you just heard is called Revolutions, written by Tyler Treadway, a senior from Roaring Fork High School. And I am joined in the studio for this Roaring Fork District Capstone Project special with Tyler Treadway and his capstone mentor, Mark Brule, from the Academy of Music and Performance. And they are here today to discuss Tyler's project and learn a little bit about his process of completing his graduation project. So thank you both for being here today and for sharing some of your music with us, Tyler. So Tyler, tell us about your capstone project.
Well, about a year ago, I think the school was getting us juniors at the time ready to do capstone projects. And I thought I really wanted to do music, which of course is something I've been doing for years. I've played music since elementary school, and I've been playing in bands, and I just recently started writing music. And I thought that would be a great, really fun capstone project for me to write music. And then I decided to also write it for the jazz band that was at the high school. So I started out meeting with Mark, and we kind of started out writing songs, and eventually we perfected the songs, and then I wrote the music for the band.
Okay. And give us a little bit of background between, how did you choose Mark as your expert for your capstone project?
Well, I've known him for a while now, just because meeting in the valley, but he's a musician as well, right?
Right.
So he has a lot of experience in this area, I think, of just a lot of general music, but performing and writing, I know. He was also recommended to me because I was just having trouble getting my capstone started. And he really helped me out with that in the beginning, figuring everything out. And yeah.
So, Mark, what was the process like when you were working at the beginning stages with Tyler? How did you guys get going on this project?
Well, you know, Tyler, I think he probably gives me a lot of credit, but he did all the work, really. I just kind of kept it moving along. So I loved the idea that he wanted to write music for the band, and I just think writing music is a great thing, and I think more people should do it. So I was all excited about that, and I had heard Tyler play, and I liked his playing, and was hearing him develop as a player. He came over with a bunch of different song ideas, and we picked one to start working on. And I listened to it, and I thought it was really cool, and I had some suggestions. You know, maybe extend this section, and maybe put this section over there. Almost like an editor might work with a writer and make some suggestions about the manuscript that the writer put together. So I just had some ideas like that, and then Tyler would go off and work for a while, and then we'd set up another meeting, and then after a while, so that we might meet every 3 or 4 weeks or something like that, could have been a little bit longer, and then it seemed like we should probably try to make this regular. So then we started meeting every 2 weeks to just kind of make sure we were getting it done, and Tyler totally delivered every time he came. We'd have little assignments, there was a couple times when it was a little hard to get started on something, and so I gave him 10 different kind of random ideas. You know, write a song where the melody's like a smile. Write a song with the chords first. Write a song, that could be like a movie, and various ideas. And I'm not sure. I think Tyler took some of them, but most of them he kind of took off in his own direction. And so he ended up, just writing 3 tunes. And he would just continue to bring music to me every 2 weeks. And it was really exciting. I just was really impressed, and I'll say a little surprised too at the caliber of the music. And you guys heard one tune in the beginning, and hopefully you'll get a chance to hear some others. But I think Tyler really knocked it out of the park on this. So it was really, really fun for me to be a part of it.
How many hours do you think, Tyler, you put into this, if you had to guess?
Well, they actually, at the school, they make us keep a field work log, and at the end it was about 50 or 60 hours, I think.
Wow, that's That's a lot of time for a busy senior in high school.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it's, that's really just my passion. That's like my main hobby, I guess. So, you know, it was really a lot of fun, and I was super motivated. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. We would, we'd set off a goal of like, okay, what do you think you can get done in 2 weeks? And then, you know, Tyler would come up with, you know, pretty ambitious goal. I'm like, oh, what about your other classes? Or are you going to be able to, you know, put in that much time? And he's like, yeah, this is kind of what I really care about. So, yeah, I could do this. And, you know, pretty much every time he did, you know, he never had to cancel or anything like that. I bet you put in more time than that, actually. That would be my guess. More than 50 or 60 hours.
Like I said, I didn't necessarily track all the work.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, Tyler, you say that music is your passion, right? So what did you learn about yourself through this process of creating this specific capstone project?
Well, the one big thing I learned that I've been thinking a lot about is that I really like to work on my own terms. Like, especially with music, I work super impulsively. You know, before this, it was difficult for me to, you know, have a certain time to just work on music. Working through this project and working with Mark, you know, I had deadlines. Of course, the big final deadline to turn in the final project, but also, you know, every meeting with Mark was like, oh, I gotta have something done. And I remember a couple times I didn't do much, and you know, I had to come up with something. But as time progressed, you know, I kind of learned that I need a good balance, because most of my work that I've done before with music is like impulsive, like I said, and I think some of my best work just comes out of that impulse, right? But sometimes I go a long time without writing any music because, you know, it's not impulsive sometimes. And I just think that I need the balance of both being able to work impulsively and then being able to still create good content with deadlines in mind, because, you know, again, I may not work for a long time if I don't have a deadline.
Right.
So
that's a good balance to find in high school. So I'm glad you found that.
That's impressive, actually. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
56.
Exactly. Well, Mark, working closely with Tyler, what growth did you see in him through this project?
I felt like the music kept getting better and better. He was able to see, sometimes when you play music, it's really fun to jam and then record the jam and then make that the basis of your tune. And then sometimes it's really cool to step back and say, okay, I want to have something that's going to kind of have this kind of energy, and then the energy is going to kind of rise over here, and then it's going to maybe do a loop-de-loop or something. You know, you have some sort of abstract concept that you want to get out in your music, and that doesn't necessarily translate it doesn't translate immediately into notes or into a rhythm. It's a feel, it's an emotion, it's a, you know, a panorama, you know, an image. And so I saw Tyler really, really start to do more of that through his writing. And a lot of it, as you'll, you know, the more you listen to the tunes, you'll see they're really panoramic and kind of, I don't know, they remind me of movies. I feel like this guy should be writing songs, music for movies. Like I think it's right up that alley, because it's really calls, you know, it's very evocative, I guess is the word. So I just saw a development of that as he started kind of getting into that. He was able to both be right in the middle of it and write the notes, and then be further back, you know, and then to kind of be able to dive in and fly back out, and to continue to view the music from the close perspective and then also the 10,000 foot view and go back and forth. That's really hard to do. And I just saw him doing that more and more as the project went on. So it was really cool to see.
Well, any challenges to speak of? Anything that was super challenging about completing this project that you're proud of yourself for overcoming?
A big part of the capstone was writing the music, like writing the notes out on paper and then having them ready to give to the jazz band, which is something I never done before. Like I've written a lot of songs just by myself, and I can play them on my keyboard, and they just are built into my computer using software. And so I've never had to write the music out on paper. And so that was the big challenge for me with this capstone, because, again, I've already been making music on my own. And the new thing that I had to do was write the music again. And then also give it to the band and have them play it and kind of like teach them how to play it. And, you know, and it turned out to work really well, and I really enjoyed it.
Tell listeners, what's the final outcome of this? When are we going to hear the music?
We're rehearsing it right now, and another student, Liam, and he's doing this kind of same thing as I am. He's written a song for the jazz band. We have both organized a gig for the jazz band at Steve's Guitars, where we're going to play both of our songs. And that's going to be like our official capstone presentation. It's on April 20th, so.
Perfect. Well, unfortunately, I think this interview will air after April 20th. But when you're listening to this interview, we will know that you had a successful night at Steve's Guitars with the jazz band from Roaring Fork High School. So thank you so much for telling us about your capstone project. And before we sign off, is there anything else you two want to add? Do you think you'll be collaborating in the future? Do you think Mark will be your mentor for a while, Tyler? Or are you going to collaborate in other ways?
I'm definitely going to keep writing music. And I would really love to have his help again, just, you know, helping me just organize my thoughts and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, I think I will keep writing songs. And in the short time that I have left at the school, I think I'll definitely write one or two more just for the fun of it. And, yeah, hope you can help me with that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and when you're in school and if you're puzzling over something when you're in college in your composition class, definitely reach out. I'm happy to help. It's been really great working with you, and I'm pretty excited about your future. So I'd love to continue to be a part of it. So that'd make me happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
For me, thanks, Beth.
We want to thank Mark Brule from the Academy of Music and Performance and Tyler Treadway from Roaring Fork High School for being here today. And now we will leave you with Tyler's song he created in his capstone project entitled Chimichangas. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program Roaring Fork High School Capstone Special on KDNK.